Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I got a question for you, because people ask me this all the time. I had a conversation with somebody today that was saying, Bradley, you know, you got a lot of people listening to you, and they're watching what you're doing as far as the lead goes, and what could you do to give us an answer? And I say, I give you the answer all the time. It's just not the answer that the people want. Why? Because they're the ones that are going to have to respond to what's going on here. That's what they don't want. They want somebody else to do for them what God has commanded them to do. And that's why we're in the predicament that we're in today. Let me give you the answer once again, okay? Here's Mr. Thomas A. Edison. He's a real smart guy, right? What did he say? He said, the strength of the Constitution, the enumerated laws, lies in the will of the people. It didn't say anything about the politicians doing it for the people. The strength of the Constitution lies in the will of the people to defend it. It's the American people that are bringing these issues on to ourselves through inaction. That's the answer. And I am not, and I cannot, by the way, do for you what God has commanded you to do. So if you want action, friends, then you're going to have to write your own book of Acts. And if you're born again of the Spirit of God, you are led to do just that regardless if you wanted to or not. Read Romans 8:14. And again, I think people need to understand that you are the one in response to God's commandments out of love for what Jesus did for you on the cross. Gratitude is the mother of holiness. You respond accordingly. And when you respond accordingly, it's not like you have to find a fight, friends. That's all you have to do is the right thing, and you're going to be in the middle of a fight right then and there, and they're at every given turn that we can turn, that we can look. I mean, if we look to the east or to the west or to the north or to the south, there's another battle there. That's all you have to do is speak forth the truth and act accordingly. There is the will of God, and you're responding in righting the wrongs. The strength of the Constitution lies in the will of the people to defend it. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because the other day someone is ankle-biting, doing nothing but saying, you know, things that they don't understand, talking out of school, because they're new to the ministry or they just don't like the message of the ministry. And somebody had said to me online, you know, enough of the talk. And I am humored by the ignorance of such a statement, especially when it comes to this ministry. Now, I can understand if you said that about what you see out there on the mainstream and through the mainstream conservatism, as they like to call themselves, that are making hundreds of millions of dollars off the ignorance of the people. Well, they sit there and tell them nothing but what the problems are and entertain them out of their freedoms by pointing their finger to their sponsors, making millions of dollars through their inaction. But nobody has a problem with that. The only time people have a problem is just like the devil is when you begin to do something, he begins to persecute. And that's what happens. But somebody said, hey, you know, enough of the talk. Well, I'll tell you what, I've been in ministry for 24 years. And in PS, posted script, even before I was in ministry, I was still doing something. There was no slowing down. It was always going forward. The difference between then and now is I'm doing the right thing by the Spirit of God, not in my power, but in His power. Okay? When I first got into the church, I noticed that everybody was talking about what needed to be done. And what I noticed that, more than not, nobody was willing to do it. And I started the show off today asking the question, how is that working out for you, America? So many declare that they want change, yet they fail to do what it takes to bring about the change. Even when you give them the answers the way that we give the answers every single day that we're on this radio station. We give you the answers. And the reason people don't hear those answers is because they don't have ears to hear it, nor do they have eyes to see it. And some people willfully deaf and willfully blind, so much so where you could actually transport them to the sun, and they would still deny the truth of the sun being right in front of their face. Why? Because they don't want to see it. When I got into the church, I noticed the same exact thing, and therein lies the problem. 300,000 pulpits remain silent, not just with their vocal cords, but with their inaction. Therein again lies the problem, America. Do, be a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving yourselves. So therefore, I want to show you the fruit. And this is what I did when I first got saved. It reminds me of Numbers 13, where the Lord told Moses to tell Joshua and Caleb to go out and bring forth the good fruit. And then it begins to name all the tribes. And what happened is after, and I'm taking in stride, line upon line, precept upon precept. But it's interesting, at the end of chapter 13, they come back with the cluster of grapes, the cluster of good fruit. Coming back to the children of Israel and telling them, listen, we are more than able to overcome. We can possess this. We can do this. Caleb said this before Moses, Numbers 13, verse 30. And then it tells us in verse 31 that the men went up with him and said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. Right there, friends, you have to ask yourself the question, whose report are they listening to? And yesterday I caught myself saying, I reject all of this gloom and doom. I reject the lies that are being told to the American people, because the whole purpose is to drive fear through circumstance to paralyze you so you stay where you're at, unwilling to move because of the message that you're listening to. It is in stark contrast to the Word of God at every given level. Our faith, the shield of faith, rejects that. We hear the word of God because we are overcomers. 1 John 5:2. We are made more than conquerors. And I'm thinking of Romans 8:37. But when I go over, now going back to Romans 13, going over to verse 14, it says, and all the congregation lifted up their voice after they heard the negative report, and they cried, and the people wept that night. Why did they weep? Why did they whine? Why did they complain? Why did they murmur? Because they didn't believe the report of the Lord. Because had they did, or had they believed the report of the Lord, forgive me, they would have responded to it by getting on board with Joshua and Caleb. In P.S., just for the record, Joshua and Caleb were given every place that their foot tread upon. Why? Because they wholly followed the Lord. But what does it tell us in Numbers 14? They picked up rocks and they wanted to stone those that came back with the positive report saying that we are well over to come. We are well able to overcome. Folks, that's our message. It always has been. And we are doers of the word, not hearers only.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth. And we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are. We're bringing the fruit to you today. That's what we're going to spend our time on, showing you that we are doers of the word, not hearers only. And with that, folks, we've been doing that for 24 years. Go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are and what it is that we have done. Look at the basket that's filled with fruit, okay? First and foremost, that's what we're supposed to be doing, is bringing answers to the world, friends. Isaiah 58, verse 12. Not bringing the problem to the world, but bringing forth the answers through our actions. Because action speaks a lot louder than words. Also, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store. Check out what we have over there, friends, per your request. And if you'd like to check out some of those things, you'll have those goods within 3 to 5 days. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Do consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Folks, it's you that keeps us out there. These sponsors that you hear, 99% of them are not ours. It is Genesis Communication Networks and their sponsors. Again, not ours. You keep us out there. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com. beforeitsnews.com as well. Top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ. Yesterday, friends, we had played this for another. We had a young man on the radio program named Marcus, and he's out there just preaching the word of God in the face of a bunch of sodomites, which, by the way, is the act within itself is an abomination in the sight of God, Leviticus 18:22, and as well, friends, American constitutional law, which is predicated upon common law, also condemns this as an abomination. It's a felony. Well, if you're on social media platforms right now, you can see Marcus. He was preaching the word of God. The cop comes. comes over, acts like a good little Gestapo in such a fashion, because that's what he is. And he's there to arrest Marcus for actually upholding the law that the police officer is failing to uphold. And then they're beginning to show you their thuggery on camera right now, taking his young kid.
Engaging in speech.
And again, preaching the word of God, he's arrested. And they did absolutely nothing to those that were making a prey out of the children. Now, with that said, I want to pull Marcus back up again, because I had a conversation with my son, who's friends with Marcus, who's from Wisconsin, and that video that I showed you was in Wisconsin. And he had brought some new information to me concerning what was going on during that protest that they were a part of. And Marcus, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for jumping on with short notice. And I just got to convey it to you that Sam had brought to me, Marcus, that you had a bunch of neo-Nazis show up and the media came around the same time. Can you go ahead and explain as to what transpired during this protest that we're sharing with our friends across the country right now?
Yeah, so what happened that morning was a group of men came all dressed in black, and they had these flags with the swastika on it. And what was really interesting about it is they show up for about 20 minutes, just enough to get like the media attention. That's right around the same time that like a lot of journalists were getting there. They got a few interviews, they got their pictures taken, they did some chants in the street, saying things like, you know, hating the pedophiles, hating the faggots, stuff like that, and then like chanting blood, blood, blood over and over again, and just weird stuff like that. And so they got that on the news, and so Tony Evers then tweets about it, the governor of Wisconsin.
Yep.
And you know, all these different articles are coming out, and that was a lot of the focus. And what's interesting is right after, you know, they show up for 20 minutes, they leave right away. And that was just really interesting to me. The other thing, too, is they say that they're based out of Waukesha. I live in Waukesha, and I've been to probably every Pride event in the southeastern Wisconsin area the last several months. And if I haven't been there personally, I have friends who have been. And never once have I seen this group come to any protest before, never heard of them before. And, you know, just certain serious red flags are going up for me.
Let me explain it, because I've had it happen to me several times. They're bought and paid for. They're paid provocateurs. That was all teed up for the governor. And guess who they'll aim all of that at? Anybody that stands up against the agenda that the mainstream media and the mockingbird media, working hand in glove with corrupt politicians, are advocating for, Marcus. You've seen it with Antifa. I've been there with you in Tennessee. You've seen it with other organizations, Black Lives Matters, all five members. And it's interesting that they showed up at the same time. There's nothing that surprises me. And yes, there should be a big red flag up there for you, but that's all bought and paid for. That was so they could make the news, and that's what they did. As you just told me, they were there for 20 minutes. They did what they needed to do, and they made news. And then here comes the governor, going right along with the narrative. And then can I ask what the governor said, Marcus, because I have a pretty good idea as to what direction he took this. How did he respond to what took place concerning those neo-Nazis?
Yeah, I don't remember his exact quote, but essentially what he was saying was that this is, you know, these are the kind of groups that stand against the LGBTQ movement, and he said that his sympathies go out to the LGBTQ movement.
Yep.
For being targeted and harassed and, you know, that kind of thing. The other interesting thing, everything you said was absolutely correct, because the other interesting thing, too, is I was at a city council meeting, I think, last night. Yeah, it was last night. I was at a city council meeting in Watertown, and they had, like, open, it was, like, an open meeting, and so I was able to testify and, you know, share what happened. And so many people who were on the LGBTQ side that were coming up and testifying, their main argument was that these people stood with the Nazis, and they used that as their rhetoric was, let's not forget, like one of the guys that got out there said, let's not forget that these are the same people that stood on the same side of the fence as those Nazis.
Yep.
Which, of course, we were there. It was the event was from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Yep.
We were there all day, and this one group, and there are several groups out there. There were the Gays Against Groomers. There were Christians out there. There are multiple different churches out there, you know, many, many different groups. But, of course, the one group that shows up for 20 minutes, the group that was there the least amount of time, is the group that we all get associated with simply because we were standing against the same event that they were standing against.
That's right. And by the way, you can work this both ways. And you just got to think a little bit. But you better know within yourself, Americans, that this stuff is all bought and paid for. If you go back, as a matter of fact, right now, Marcus, I have online on social media platforms, Governor Evers condemns Nazi presence at Watertown LGBTQ Pride event. This is what they do. They create themselves to be the victims when, in fact, what he failed to talk about here concerning this little article as I'm looking at it is the fact that those men dressed up as women were actually praying for the praying upon the children, and that is a felony in the United States of America. Furthermore, Marcus, you were the one that the police harassed. It wasn't the Nazis and it wasn't the LGBT that were actually committing the act of a felony by preying on the children. And again, I've seen this so many times. People better understand Adolf Hitler used to send in the brown shirts to create the crisis. And then what they would do is they'd create the news through Goebbels, who was the propaganda minister during that particular time. And what he would do is accuse others of what they were guilty of. And it's exactly what they're doing today. And if Americans don't get off the sidelines concerning what's going on here, soon enough, this is going to be out in the light of day, where it's just going to be the norm, or the innocent are actually accused of the crimes of the guilty, but it's going to be the one, it's going to be the innocent, I'm sorry, that are going to be behind bars rather than the guilty. So we better set the record straight. And obviously, Marcus, that's what you guys are doing out there.
Exactly. Yeah, and what I came up with the city council meeting last night when they were all bringing up these charges about us standing with the Nazis, I got up there and the first thing I say was, what's wrong with Nazism according to your worldview? What's wrong with it? You have the worldview. They have the worldview that says that we are the descendants of monkeys, that our ancestors were fish, that we are the result of evolved stardust, that we're all essentially animals, so why can't we just act like animals? What's wrong with Nazism according to that worldview? And then, of course, I backed that up by saying, I'm a Christian. I believe that people are made in God's image with worth and with value, and that we have freedom that ought to be protected, and things like that. And that's what's wrong with Nazism according to my worldview. But they have a worldview where they're all complaining about the Nazis, but they have no basis for doing so. And they're actually promoting the worldview that actually is what's going to bring us Nazism.
Exactly.
In our culture.
That's right.
I told them, the more that we've become, I said, intolerant, it's impossible for a culture to be tolerant of everything. There's always certain things they're tolerant of and things that they're intolerant of. And I said, the more we become intolerant of Christianity, the more we're going to be tolerant of sexual immorality, and the more that we're intolerant of Christianity, the more we're going to see Nazis.
You're exactly right. Yeah, and they're going to put you in the light of being a Nazi sympathizer by saying that and just holding in content what they want to say. Hey, by the way, Marcus, thank you for jumping on, but I do want to say, look at that piece, that hit piece by the media, because they did highlight you guys, and they have right under you guys protesting the sodomites, neo-Nazi group protested LGBT. They did equate it to you guys. So pay attention to what they're doing, because they're trying to label you as being the bad guys when, in fact, you're the ones doing the work of the Lord. So we appreciate you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Fitch is downgrading its U.S. debt rating from the highest AAA rating to AA+. Several factors were cited, including a steady deterioration in standards of governance over the last two decades. The man convicted of killing 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue has been sentenced to death. A federal jury reached that unanimous decision today. Jurors deliberated for about 10 hours over 2 days. Joe Recht is president of Pittsburgh's Dor Hadash Synagogue.
I am feeling a sense of relief that after 4.5 years, the world has heard again about the horrific acts on October 27, 2018. And the shooter is being held accountable for those awful acts.
Robert Bowers was convicted in June on more than 60 charges in the 2018 shooting. Gas prices are hitting a 9-month high. AAA reporting the national average for regular unleaded is $3.80 a gallon. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. You just listen to a kid, and obviously, again, you can just look at the numbers. People don't want to hear what their responsibility is. It's the sickest, most negligent thing you'll ever see. Whenever you start to show the people how to bring forth the answers they all decry and claim that they want, you'll start to see the numbers fall off. Because that means they have to act. They don't want anything to do with it. They want to pick up rocks and stone people like Marcus and myself. They want to cry against Moses and say, you know what, we need a captain to go back to our slavery. And it is the most bizarre thing you've ever seen. They'll give way to a small portion of the people and do nothing but complain about it when in fact all power's within them to right the wrongs, and they don't want to do that. So anyways, with that said, there's an important lesson here. I just had Marcus on during the last segment, and Marcus was out there preaching, and the Gestapo came over not knowing the Constitution or the oath that they swore. Numbers 30 verse 2, read it. Deuteronomy 23, read it. But these all swear with their hand on the Bible, swearing to God and men that they'll uphold the laws too. But apparently they forgot what side of the fence that they're on, Ezekiel 44:23, by actually enforcing the wrong rather than the law to condemn the wrong, right? And that's not the purpose of government at all. Read Isaiah 5:20. But while they were out there, he said to my son, and that's why I wanted to pull him back up today, he said, listen, the Nazis were out there just in time for the media. They came out at the same time that the media came out. They filmed, and then they left. That's right. That's right. Folks, they have done this to me time and time again. I've seen them bust provocateurs in. I've been in situations where I was in Jenison, Michigan, and before I even got there, they had all the fences down. They had 22 sheriffs protecting me from them. And when I got there, they had all the cameras, they had all the vans and the satellites set for the show that they were going to put on. And I said to the sheriffs, I said, what are you doing in here? I thought I was the bully and I was supposed to, you were supposed to protect them from me. Well, lo and behold, 10 minutes later, all of a sudden, here comes the buses, paid provocateurs, just in time to make the little hit piece. And that's exactly what they did. And after they were done filming, guess what? They packed their stuff up and they go. Guess who was sponsoring that event in Jenison, Michigan? The church was. To their own demise. Now, I know the media is doing their best to put these sodomites, every state, our laws condemn the act. It's a felony. They're called crimes against nature. Romans 1:24. Read it to the end of the chapter. And it's interesting, no matter what they do, they're always trying to put them in the position of the victim. Folks, they're not the victim. They don't have the shield. They have the spear. And the fact of the matter is you see plainly that the sodomites are laying for your kids. This nobody can deny. This hit piece that I'm about ready to show you highlights the fact that while Marcus was out there preaching the Word of God, they paid provocateurs to come in and then at the end of the day equate the neo-Nazis that were calling for blood and then highlight Marcus and his group that were preaching the Word of God. This is what I am talking about. The mainstream media needs to be held accountable in a big way. This isn't by chance. It happens continuously. They are setting the narrative because the people in this country are unwilling to stand against it. I want to show you how this works. This was Marcus and his group just the other day in Watertown, Wisconsin. I already showed you the video of him getting harassed by the Gestapo, because that's exactly what they are. They weren't doing their job. They were breaking the law. And Marcus needs to take it to each and every one of them that was harassing him and denied him of his First Amendment rights, and hopefully he's going to do that. But then he brought information over telling us that they brought in the neo-Nazis. So let's go ahead and show you how the mainstream media twists the narrative to fit their narrative. Oh, by the way, the sodomites are not getting their way. They're only using them as a battering ram to upend the Constitution because the majority of the American people are unwilling to see it for what it really is. They're not the victims. They're the perpetrators. Check this out.
He's reflecting on what they call a scary and surreal moment.
Scary.
Yesterday, a group of neo-Nazis called the Blood Tribe protested an LGBT
all bought and paid for.
New at 10, Grace Olteja covered on how the organizers of Pride in the Park are responding.
This is surreal to see it. They marched in waving swastika flags.
Completely covered.
Covered. You couldn't see. They had sunglasses on. You couldn't see their
faces. This is ignorance in action.
Long sleeves, long pants.
Watertown's Pride in the Park is no stranger to pushback. Last year, an opposing group in the town tried to have it canceled completely.
Folks, right here.
When they couldn't.
Okay, so right here.
When they couldn't, they protested.
I want to show you this.
Tried to have the event canceled.
Okay, I gotta rewind this again. Right here.
Now, look what they did. No stranger to pushback.
The blurb right on the bottom of the screen, it says neo-Nazi group protested LGBTQ Pride event. Notice who they're highlighting, friends. The preachers. This is what it's all about. Okay? They're equating the preachers, the Christians, to the neo-Nazis. You can mark my words on what I'm going to tell you right now. Those neo-Nazis showing up at the same time as the media, and then when the media was done filming their little hotspot, their little hit piece, they left too. Folks, how many times have these people been busted doing this over and over again? Let's watch the rest of this propaganda hit piece.
An opposing group in the town tried to have the event canceled completely. When they couldn't, they protested.
This year there was a lot less of the local talk. They kind of realized that they couldn't stop it last year, so they weren't going to try this year.
Organizers say many of the original protesters Saturday were similar to those in 2022. Then they heard chanting from the Blood Tribe.
It was intimidating the way they were waving the flags around.
All bought and paid for.
That said, something about pedophiles, and then they were just chanting and blood, blood, blood. And
organizers say there was a mix of confusion.
Doesn't anybody think it odd if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, before it's news.com, top left side of the page? Doesn't anybody think it's kind of odd that they'll show film and pictures of the preachers, but they won't show you the neo-Nazis? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
And fear as they saw swastika flags flying just on the other side of the fence.
The individuals
exactly
who are waving
Adolf
those flags
Hitler
and
did.
Had
exactly.
those weapons, they don't have scruples. They're not thinking about us as people. They're thinking about us as
what
enemies.
They're, what they're
target.
Trying to do is they're trying to create policies to basically condemn anybody that speaks out against the sodomite agenda. And what is it? It's self-serving. What do you mean, Bradley? It means that when the government jumps on, like the governor... after this little hit piece is created, it goes right to the governor, and then the governor responds to it. Then it makes local news and state news. And what does it do? It puts the gays, those that are preying on the children, once again, the sodomites, it puts them in the position of being the victim rather than the law breaker or the predator. And, folks, we know the truth of the matter. Because we just had Marcus here. Watch the rest
inhumane.
Of this.
Inhumane.
Organizers say
inhumane, they
said. Have a good relationship.
But it's normal for men to dress up as women and prey on children. This is the new narrative, friends. This is what they want you to accept. I've been telling you this for decades.
Chip with Watertown Police Department.
This is a man dressed as a woman.
Protection. They say the neo-Nazi group wasn't there for long, so after the initial shock and fear dissipated, they turned their attention back to Pride.
We experienced it, we were scared, but then that fear turned into this, like, fierce kind of, love and acceptance.
Love,
and, like,
yeah.
Forget that.
Love,
we're
yeah.
louder. Acceptance. We can be louder. We can be stronger.
In Watertown, Grace Alch, 27 News.
I got to tell you, folks, I think Marcus has a lawsuit. I really do. Folks, what do you do? Well, we started out the show, and I was talking about how people... when they're told what they're supposed to do in response to the issues, what do? They don't want to hear it. They want to pick up stones just like they did against Caleb and Joshua. And they don't want to hear that we're well able to overcome. They want to succumb, and they want to hear a new call for a new captain to bring them back to the slavery state in which they left when they were delivered to the Paschal blood of the Lamb concerning the Pharaoh. They don't want to hear the good news, folks. They don't want to hear that they have to fight the good fight of faith. They want somebody else to do it for them. Now, I want to show you something because, again, we started the show off today just talking about how the fact that so many people are talking about how they want change, and yet when we show them how to bring about the change, they still sit back like a bunch of nomads asking the question, well, what are we supposed to do? Well, the only thing I can do is follow the Christ. That's what a leader is, right? Hebrews 13:8, and as long as I'm following him, guess what I'm doing? I'm doing his will, because I'm being led by his Holy Spirit, Romans 14. And it's straight, and it's narrow, and it's difficult, okay? And also think of Acts 14:22, through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. It doesn't just happen without the warfare. The warfare is promised, but he promises to take care of you in that warfare. Ask Peter in 4 and 5 of the book of Acts and chapter 12 as well. Now, I don't know, it's just me or maybe, I don't know, what's my problem? But I remember when I was out there speaking to my friend Marcus that we had on yesterday and today. We were out there last year, and I was called and asked if I would show up because I was preaching at a local church out there in Tennessee, and they asked me, Bradley, would you come out? Antifa's supposed to be here. And I know that they're a paid group as well, paid provocateurs. Same thing with BLM. How many times, again, I ask the American people, how many times have these groups been ousted and exposed, Luke 12:2, for being paid provocateurs? Okay, they're actors. They're setting the stage. What do you think January 6th is all about? Oh, and lest you think that your enemy is playing, there's a lot of people that are in jail right now because of those paid provocateurs that you didn't take serious. And they're still there. And there's still more going to jail, even without any evidence whatsoever. Americans, I can't do it for you, and the Lord's not going to do it for you. That is the truth of the matter. And even if I could, I wouldn't. Because if you're not willing to fight for your own freedoms, you don't deserve freedom. It's just that simple. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Jessica from Michigan. Bradley and the Sons of Liberty's ministry have been a daily lesson for our households about our biblical and constitutional heritage to learn how to better ourselves and live in God's image. We thank the ministry for all they do to bring truth during a time of deceit and misinformation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Folks, if we're not doing 365 public high schools in 25 different states, we're doing churches. If we're not doing churches, we're doing public events like we did a week and a half ago here in the state of Minnesota. Got another one hopefully coming up on the 15th, and we got the state fair for 12 days starting August 24th. to September 2nd. That is 12 hours a day. And then we're going to be in Arizona for three dates as well. So anything between here and there, we are, if we're not behind the microphone, we are out on the streets or we're writing a book of our experiences. Remember, we're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. Read 1 Corinthians 15. And so I want to revert back to something that I was just telling you about during the last segment. We were called to go out into Tennessee, and somebody had called me and said, Bradley, I know that you're preaching here, and Antifa is going to be showing up. Would you come out? No hesitation. No problem. We're coming. Okay. And when we got out there, I just seen how people were patty caking with these little paid idiots. And that's exactly what they are. Now, I'm not saying there's not some bad ones in the mix. They are, because what they are, they'll use them in the mix, and hopefully that you'll look at them as the whole, the representative of the whole group. You're supposed to be afraid of them. And I'm not worried about that neither. There's no fear of man when you fear the Lord, friends. It just dissipates. That's just how it goes. And it's through bearing the cross. And read Proverbs 28. And we have not been given the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind as well. And because we also understand the promises that are yea and amen in Christ Jesus, that they are for us and not against us. And again, we walk in that resurrection power where the Lord said, it is finished. And he looks at the church and says, listen, I give all this power unto you now. Go defeat him at every given turn. So we're not given or promised the defeats. We're promised the power to give us in the faith to give us the victory once again and again and again and again. Okay, there's no excuses on the behalf of the church. So, anyways, when we got to where Antifa was, I was just walking on the highway. All right, and we just got off. We got onto the local streets. I believe we were right downtown in Tennessee. It wasn't Memphis. I'm thinking of the other town it was in. Anyways, regardless, as I'm walking, I get over up on the street, and all of a sudden, here comes this little clown dressed up like a fly. Here, let me just show you. I just want to show you what we do and what we're always doing. And again, to show you, friends, there's absolutely nothing to fear. This was in Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee, and I just got there, and I seen everybody playing with these idiots. And I just wanted to let these guys know what they're doing is they're being used as useful idiots concerning the demise of their own country, and they needed to wake up. And I wasn't going to sit back and put up with it, nor was I going to be intimidated by it, nor should you.
You want to kill the baby and then blame the kid.
They're advocating the murder of children. They're advocating murder of the innocent.
Defend equality. Does the law condemn what you advocate for? Yes, it does. The law in America. The law condemns what you advocate for. You have no law.
I got this guy thinking.
The police should have arrested you a long time ago because we know you useful idiots are bought and paid for. See, the more time you give these clowns, they feed on it. You have to ignore them. They're reprobate. You can preach to them until you're blue in the face.
I'm preaching to other preachers that are just patty caking with them.
This right here. I'm embarrassed with you. You need to repent. You're shameful. You desecrate the memories of those that look like when you're giving us the praise that we have. You should be ashamed. You have. You are. Go to Arlington Cemetery and advocate for the things that you're advocating for. Even in the natural, they fought against what you're advocating for. You should be ashamed. You really are. You don't even know what you're doing out here. You're just doing it. What happens when they're done using you?
Yep, so I ended that conversation in part, friends, asking him, what are you going to do when they're done using you? And that is the definition of a useful idiot right there. I also wanted to show you, too, another school that we did. This was in Dunkerton, Iowa, and SonsOfLibertyRadio.com has all of their letters of commendation, which I'm not a big advocate or a fan for, because we don't need that. The Lord bears witness to what we do. But it's cool when they give us cool referrals because it helps us do another school. Well, we went to that school two times, and they totally loved us. That's why they had us there a third time. And this is right when they started to push the gay agenda. Okay, and I want you to check this out. This is a news piece that they did on us when we came back. Now, also pay attention to the slant that the mainstream media is trying to put on us again. Remember what I just said. This is right when they started to push the gay agenda, okay? Up to this point, my ministry, high school assemblies, we were taking off. We were doing hundreds of them all across the country. And then once the gay agenda stepped in, friends, they had to put themselves in the position of the victim, and the American people, sadly, bought into this mess and propaganda. Check this piece out, friends. This was in Dunkerton, Iowa. The third time we were there. Not the second, the third time. They called us back a third time.
This morning with a story that has many people talking. Members of a group that led a controversial assembly at Dunkerton High School last week came back to the area last night to share their side.
Okay, so let me paint the picture just to show you how this works. We did the high school assembly. We have it all on video. Do everything on camera, friends. We did everything on camera. We even got the response of the superintendent, the principal, the students. They loved the assembly. Remember, this isn't the first time we were there. This is the third time they called us back. Actually, the second time they called us back. Okay? So this is when they started to push the gay agenda. And I want to make clear that you understand that we have film of all of the student responses along with the principal who loved the assembly. But here comes the media, and look how they try to paint the picture. And because they put us on the front page of their paper, what we did is we turned around and we took it back to the people, because if you want to win this fight, you better take that sword, just like King David did before he was king in 1 Samuel 17. You better take the sword of Goliath after you nail him in the head and he drops down. And little David knew what to do when he stood up on top of Goliath, took Goliath's sword and chopped his own head off. That's how you send the message that we're not putting up with your lies or your transgressions towards God or the people of the Lord anymore. Who is it that defies the armies of the living God? Remember King David stood up and said, is there not a cause? Americans, is there not a cause? But look at the media try to do. They try to put a slant on it, and they try to make the sodomites out to be the victims again. Until we took it back into the community. That's how you win the day. Take it straight to the enemy and expose him for what he means to do. Check this out.
They've been misrepresented by media reports and by those who complained about their presentation. News Channel 7's Bob Waters was at this recent meeting.
Even before the meeting started, about a dozen
look at the parents, friends trying to justify
to protest the group. Dunkerton 11th grader Brooke Lavelle helped organize it.
They came to us. Nobody got the option to say anything. They monopolized the entire event.
Hey, got a question for you, friends, real quick. I'm just thinking this through as I'm watching it. Did anybody have an opportunity to say anything concerning the elementary schools and the middle schools or the high schools, concerning all of the pornography that was illegally dropped into those libraries and thrown on them with over 100 titles? I'm just curious. Do you see how backwards this is? And this is how ignorant this generation is, up and coming, friends. We need to educate them.
Put us down.
It's offensive. And I'm telling you what, the accusations that have been slung, they're offensive, folks.
Inside the church, group founder Bradley Dean took the stage before more than 75 people to explain the message they brought.
The parents came. That's what we wanted.
At times, the meeting became heated, but he blames the media for twisting the story and inflaming those who disagreed with his message.
When I left, there was nothing wrong with anything. Everything was great. And then when I got home, I found out what, all of a sudden here comes this anti-gay ministry. And it's like, you know what, I'm tired of that. That wasn't even brought up during the assembly at all.
Dean told this group his Christian ministry believes being gay is a sin, abortion should be stopped, and teens should practice abstinence. Fellow group member Jake McCauley showed the controversial parts of the presentation, what they say are inappropriate song lyrics from Elton John, Eminem, and Metallica, accompanied by pictures of dead babies.
He was basically exemplifying what the bands were teaching the kids. And in this particular group, they were teaching kids infanticide. And he said, how many know what infanticide is? The kids didn't know what it was. So he showed them a picture of infanticide.
I want to say thanks for the help.
Some parents appreciate the group's message.
Some parents, just some friends.
Meantime, Dean,
look at how they belittle every effort that you make.
At Dunkerton, we were here twice, so they already knew who we were. They trusted us. A lot of the schools that we've done 2 and 3 and 4 times. So this shouldn't be no surprise to anybody as to what took place there. And if it was, I surely would. If we were trying to hide something, I would have never came back in a million years.
I'm out of school here, Mike. Just so you understand. Mike, just so you understand.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.